Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're diving into a technology that is radically reshaping how the world's most senior leaders are hired. AI-powered video interviews. The story for 2025 isn't just about, you know, innovation.
Right.
It's about a growing conflict between efficiency and trust.
It's a fascinating and critical topic. This technology has moved from a niche tool to really essential infrastructure for executive search firms.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's delivering unprecedented speed, but on the other, it's creating this deep sense of unease among the very candidates it's designed to attract.
So let's clarify what we mean by AI video interviews. This isn't a live Zoom call with a recruiter.
No, not at all.
This is an asynchronous or on-demand process. So a search firm sends a set of questions and a busy executive candidate can record their answers whenever and wherever.
Okay.
You know, be it at their desk at midnight or in a hotel room between flights.
Right. And that recording is where the AI takes over. I mean, leading platforms like HireVue, BrainTrust Air, Ribbon, Jobma, they don't just store the video. They transcribe it, they analyze it for key competencies, and they generate a data-rich scorecard for the hiring committee. The goal is to replace a recruiter's subjective notes with a standardized, shareable asset.
And the adoption rate is staggering. We went from roughly 1 in 4 organizations using AI and HR in 2024 to nearly half, 43%, in 2025.
Wow.
And the data shows the time to hire a C-suite executive, which can be up to 90 days, is being slashed by 30 to 50%. That's a game changer.
It absolutely is. But this is where the two sides of the coin emerge. While companies are reaping these benefits, there's a serious trust crisis brewing with candidates.
Yeah.
Research from Greenhouse is startling. 46% of job seekers say their trust in the hiring process has actually decreased over the past year, with 42% blaming AI directly.
And that mistrust is fueling what some are calling an AI arms race.
I've heard this.
We have this bizarre paradox where 56% of candidates admit to using AI to optimize their own applications, but they remain deeply skeptical when employers use it to screen them. And over 40% of candidates even admit to using AI hacks to try and beat the screening algorithms.
It becomes a cycle of deception. Recruiters then have to spend time trying to spot the AI-generated content.
Right.
It completely undermines the goal of authentic assessment, and it ignores the core fear from candidates that they can't present their authentic, nuanced executive presence to an algorithm. They feel reduced to data points.
Which brings us to the elephant in the room, bias. If an AI is trained on, say, a decade of a company's hiring decisions, what's to stop it from learning and perpetuating the same human biases present in that data? It's a huge ethical minefield.
And regulators agree. We're seeing laws like New York City's Local Law 144,
right,
which mandates bias audits and transparency for any company using automated hiring tools. This isn't a hypothetical risk anymore. It's a legal compliance issue that executive search firms have to navigate carefully.
So what does good look like? I mean, the firms that are succeeding are not replacing humans.
No, exactly.
They're using AI as a powerful assistant. They use it for structured first-round interviews to ensure every single candidate gets a fair, identical screening.
Exactly. The AI handles the logistics and initial data gathering,
yeah,
which frees up the human partners to do what they do best, build relationships, conduct deep dive strategic conversations, and navigate the complex dynamics of a board. The key, as always, is transparency. A HireVue study found 79% of candidates are fine with AI as long as you tell them it's being used and how.
And the future is moving even faster. The AI HR market is projected to hit over $17 billion by 2027.
Wow.
And the next wave isn't just about screening, it's about prediction. We're talking about algorithms that can predict a candidate's future success in a role or even identify top talent from completely different industries.
It's an incredible and slightly unnerving future. The power of this technology is immense, but so is the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It forces a fundamental question about what we value in leadership and how we measure it.
Absolutely. And that leads us to the question we want to leave with our audience today.
As these AI tools become more powerful at analyzing performance, how do we ensure our hiring processes still value a candidate's potential?
Yeah.
How do we build systems that can discover a diamond in the rough, not just reward the person who is best at performing for an algorithm?